The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Super Trooper beams are gonna blind me, but I won't feel blue. Like I always do. Somewhere in the crowd there's
me. Welcome back to episode 94 of Globally Local FM, this time in Gothenburg, Sweden! It's an episode where we have once again landed in a weird, well, not weird, in a place on a map, bounded by the wheel, as every week, a different place, on the same map, same hosts, except not today, because this is the fourth episode of The Ring, where we have let our dear soloist out of the closet, and as you can tell, he's finally found ABBA.
Hell yeah. I love ABBA because in Super Trooper, they end the chorus with "We are number one." And as we know, we stay winning, we stay humble, we stay cooking, and we stay in Gothenburg for this episode.
And we stay one.
Well, did you guys know that ABBA has won Eurovision before?
Yeah, yes. The 1967 Eurovision.
Waterloo.
Okay, gee, you had that locked in.
Don't you quiz us on ABBA? Not us, the queer folk.
Well, you'll be glad that it's not in the question section for later on.
God damn it. Sid, by the way, up until today, like this episode, you know what he's been doing? He's been quizzing me, right? And I've been getting it right. I always accept one question that he pulls out of nowhere. There's always, like, I've been getting everything that I usually don't, and then there's one question in every quiz. That, for example, he made me name the names of the two islands in Fiji. Tell me, what are the names of the two biggest islands of Fiji? By heart, Sid, please.
Fiji? Yeah. Lesser Fiji.
Yeah, I told you, he thinks that's common knowledge.
I wouldn't expect Sid to know it. I would expect you to know it, Rudy. Because you're Mr. Fiji.
Oh, sir. On our end, you just went through a time continuum. You just said, sir.
And then you just sped up and caught up. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
My internet's been a bit iffy today at times. So.
So my beef of the week is... standards that are too high for somebody who's willing to learn. I'm out here putting in the work.
My beef for the week is that I think, Rudy, you have higher potential than you show. And you're just not, you're not there. You ain't there. And you should be. And you could be.
You guys still calling me the villain? You still call me the villain? This is worse. When I said, ironically, I will say, when I said, I love you for who you could be, this is worse than that somehow.
No, that's saying I think you have room to grow.
You don't get to take this back now.
No,
I'm saying is people who think that I have, how do I say this, some toxic quotes once in a while. You see what I grew up with. You see the streets that raised me. These are the streets. This is what I'm talking about. You think that Henry's the innocent, fluffy boy that he is? No, he ain't.
I am.
No, he ain't.
I'm saying that you're here, Rudy, but you could be here. But you just need to learn the islands of Fiji. That's a step up. But
yes.
That's why okay. I've got lots of questions ready for you this episode, Rudy, and you have a chance to redeem yourself. You really do.
Swear to God. Sid, get me out of here.
It's a good one. So, I guess we'll pop straight into the facts then, Rudy. Pay attention. This is going to be important for later.
Sid as well. Why me?
Because I know that Sid is already paying attention. Okay. Oh, actually, I did have this, not in direct relation to Gothenburg necessarily, but did you all see the whole curling scandal between Team Sweden and Team Canada?
Oh yeah. Fuck off.
I thought it would be worth a mention that there's a curling scandal that's rocked the Olympic world, where Team Canada touched their stone after throwing it, and they're not.
For the record, I will say the reason I said fuck off is not to you, but that's what the Canadian captain said to Swedish fans. Yeah.
Yes, which
I've seen the video.
Very aggressive in the setting of curling, which is like the most baby sport ever, by the looks of it.
But like, how do I say this? They were proven wrong on camera. Why still fight?
Well, they didn't end up punished for it, and they ended up winning the match.
Wait, they did not?
They did not. The judge. It's because curling is a gentleman's sport, quote unquote. Meaning that the players ref themselves, basically. And so the judges, they kind of just said, eh, and they moved on.
What?
Yes.
Wait. Stop the presses. Do the vinyl recording thing falling off. What?
Yes. So Canada ended up winning that game. Now, since then, they've played Switzerland, and they did the same thing against Switzerland as well. If you haven't seen that. And then the ladies' Canadian team, the women, they also did that. But at that point, they started like tightening the rules, I guess. And now there are actually judges looking, and they will like action it if they see people doing it. But
they make it harder for the women? That's kind of fucked up.
I guess so. You're right, Sitch.
But then these three instances from the same team, the team walks away unpunished.
Yes. Well, so the women got punished because at that point they were already implementing their rules. So the one that they were caught on, let's say, that stone didn't count for that particular game. But the men's team did it twice with no punishment.
And everybody knows this, and this is common knowledge, and nobody gets punished.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I mean, I find it pretty weird that it's against the rules and the judges are just like, who's to say? On we go.
They're the judges. They're the only ones to say, what the fuck do you...
That's... yes, I find that so kind of bizarre.
That's like their entire fucking job.
So, you know, now Canada is the world's enemy, I think. And not just in curling, you know. Let's fucking get these guys.
Oh, what's the other stuff that you have?
Nothing. It's just like, you know, it's time to get him. It really is. Time to show them who's boss, you know? All I'm saying is Australia has 2 gold medals and Canada has 0, you know, so.
Oh, whoa. He's out there firing shots and he ain't missing either.
All right, so a quick run of Gothenburg facts. Sweden is the largest country in Scandinavia in size and population, people. That's right, we're not kidding around. It's the second biggest city in Sweden, the biggest, of course, being?
Stockholm.
Very good, Sid. See, that's what we call a diligent student.
I was going to say that, but then I was not going to talk over him. That's what a diligent student is. I allow my
And that's what we call a respectful student, Rudy. And that's why you're here, and you could be there, and that's that. Okay. Anyway. It's on the west coast of Sweden and is a historically big trade city. And I found this out today. It's also well known for having the biggest amusement park in Sweden, which is called Liseberg. Do you guys like amusement parks?
Is the mascot a bunny?
I don't know. Could be.
Research it right now.
Okay, I'm looking it up.
Do it, because then it might be that I've been there.
I'm not really seeing a mascot first thing. It has like a pink theming, if that helps. Yep, it's a bunny. You're right, it is.
Yo, then I've been there!
Hey!
There you go. I'm actually surprised that doesn't come up when you just search it. But here, if I'm on the website, it's the bunnies everywhere. Good job, Rudy.
Well,
and that's
Do I get extra points for proxy for by chance being in the park that you mentioned?
Yeah, sure. I think so. He's very happy about that, folks. All right, shall we move on to the news?
I think you said it wrong. Sid, show him how it's done.
Let's get on to the news!
All right. Well, I've got bird flu detected by seal undergoing identity crisis.
Yeah, fuck. He died, didn't he?
He done diddly died, but that's, you know, it's a bit of a longer story. So basically, bird flu was detected on a dead seal in the Gothenburg harbor, which I guess is a sign of birds fluing around in the area.
From the expert right there.
Before he was found dead, you know, the seal was quoted as saying, you know, depending on how you look at it, I'm flying through the water. Is that not enough to make me a bird? Which I think is an interesting take. Because, you know, depending on how you look at it, swimming is sort of flying, but through a different substance than air. How do we feel about this?
Wrong.
I'm not getting great reactions.
Like, thing is, this was my exact article, so I'm kind of scampering for a new one.
Okay.
But I will say, I kind of think that my title was better.
Okay, go on.
Because I was going to say, if you sneeze, you've been shat on and your fate is sealed.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
Yo, I can give you an article I had too. You want mine? You will have no prep, but you can take mine.
This is exciting stuff.
This is mid-podcasting repercussions. Take the first article about animals you see. That's okay. The thing that you have to take into account when talking about Henry. This man, he's an article stealer.
Look, all I'm saying is, in the end, the seal was proven not to be a bird, so he mistakenly had the flu. Because they threw him out of a 20th story window and results came back inconclusive because he did not end up flying. So that's how he died, actually.
Fuck.
What the fuck? I just imagined this poor seal.
Alright, Sid, what's your article?
Well, my article is, brother, get your ass back inside.
Uh-huh. Well, it's nice to see this before you read it out.
So, a person in the city of Gothenburg was tired of snow piles blocking the cycle paths in Norra Gubbergatan in Allskroken for a long time. So they submitted an official plea to help the city council, but for help to the city council. But the answer the cyclist received was maybe not what he expected. The city council told him to fuck off, go to Norway, and man up. No.
That's pretty good advice, you know. Go on a training arc.
Yeah. I think he's in Trondheim right now trying to cycle his way back, but he got stuck in the lake.
They just drop shipped him there.
Yeah. No, but basically what the city council said was, hey, we can maybe we can wait to ride our bikes until spring, like all sensible people should. Yeah. So, needless to say, whoever had the phone at the time got shot come Monday morning.
I love that was actually part of the script.
Okay. So what I'm getting from here is that they couldn't cycle. They asked the council for help. The council said, no, like, just wait until the snow melts. And then there was public outrage? Question mark?
Somebody who coincidentally has read the same article as Sid.
Uh-huh, yeah.
This guy indeed had his, like, driveway basically, like, snowed in for the better part of winter. And I was like, yo, can you help me out, city council? And then whoever had the official, like, reply email at the time just replied, hey, maybe we can ride our bikes until spring, like all other sensible people should do. And all these Swedish folks were like, yo, what kind of answer from a city council is that? And then the city council went like, that's a mistake. We didn't mean that. You know, like, of course we're going to do it. And now there's talks about it and blah, blah, blah.
I thought that was a colorful interpretation from whoever researched this article, being Sid, of course. But I didn't think that was like the literal response that they gave.
That is that, well, translated to English, but literal response.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that's pretty bad. Like, you say, man.
I'll be honest, I would laugh at that if that would come to me. I'd be like, hey, that's funny. But we'll still clean my road. Okay. But like, I would laugh.
I would think it's funny as well, but it's also just like kind of like a sarcastic fuck off response that you can't really give someone as being a council.
Maybe in Swedish it sounded way more strong worded, but translated it doesn't, like, it lose its potency. But like, yo, fucko, why are you being weird and riding a cycle in winter? Just fucking...
talking about being shot on a Monday morning, I found a news article about... So, at the University of Gothenburg, two loud bangs were heard, and a lot of police came to the scene, and they're like, yo, what the fuck is up? The culprit was, pretty unharmed, because turns out two balloons burst really loudly, and they thought gunshots were going off.
Big balloons over there.
And then, no one was in the room when this happened?
Well, no, there were just balloons up and they popped, and then someone was like, police, they're killing people out here.
I mean, I guess you can't blame them, but yeah, I wouldn't call anyone if I heard.
And then like a little shots. While later, a third bang was heard, but that was just a seal being thrown off the seventh floor.
that was a good one. That was a good And then the fourth one was that was actually the guy with the Snowden driver shooting the snake counselor who replied. But for that one, they didn't care already. It's like that fucking Game Grumps thing is like, and then I fired, and then I missed, and then I fired again, and I missed again. And then I fired a third time, and I hit something, but it wasn't something I was going for, so I guess I missed.
Already. What have you got?
Hey, brethren, this one for us. During the sports week, an esports event is being arranged in Nordstan. For the fourth year in a row, there, visitors can play computer games and meet famous gamers, including the 67-year-old Suzanne Carlson from Ullared. With almost 200,000 followers, no, 1,000 followers, Suzanne Carlson has become known as Fortnite Grandma. During the sports break, she hangs out with young people in Nordstan in Gothenburg. My friends don't understand anything. They barely know what a computer is, she says.
Meanwhile, I'm here, like, clowning on people on Fortnite.
Yeah, I saw an interview. This felt like one of those, like, wholesome things where it's like, I don't know. I support these kind of things, you know? She's literally a grandma playing Fortnite. And oh, I will say, sometimes translating things makes for great content. Henry, I will post a picture here. It's a screenshot. I'm not going to make you read anything like too bad, but just without pre-reading it, line by line read, and I have underlined where I thought that out, like, somehow the translation made something so out of context but so funny that I was laughing for like 5 minutes straight. So this is an extract about how she perpetuates safe space in her chat, because this grandma is not standing for bullshit.
She's a streamer?
She's a streamer, yeah.
Okay.
So let me screenshot this for you. Yeah, and she was, I saw an interview. There's going to be small clipping, but you can read around that. There you go, that's the screenshot.
Okay, so here we go. Safe Adult, Safe Space is the title. Since August 2022, Carlson has been broadcasting her gameplay on a streaming service. There, she has made a name for herself as a confident adult in the gaming world, which can otherwise be tough. No swearing, no stupid works, so that it will be a safe space, she says. It was her grandson who introduced her to gay marriage. I had only tried Tetris before.
I I don't know what, because it kept translating this. I don't know what that what was actually supposed to be there. I guess Fortnite or gaming, but it was her grandson who introduced her to game marriage, and then the follow-up, I had only tried Tetris before, just sent me.
I love that the implication of this is that Tetris is how she understood gay marriage and straight marriage.
I mean, you have to fit in all the right places, right?
Yeah, later it was documented that the grandmother said a hole is a hole.
I imagine it must be gaming. But so this, sorry
then
to...
Then a fifth ban came where she was making another hole into... and then other follow-up bang was just her playing Fortnite.
The esports event, what is that for, like fighting games as well?
I don't know. I did not look that up. It wasn't actually mentioned in that article because the article was about her specifically.
I see. Do you guys think that you'll still be playing games when you're like 60?
I think so, because we, like, listen, I think the reason why our parents or grandparents didn't do it is because they didn't grow up with these kind of things. But for example, my dad, now he doesn't do it anymore, but when I was growing up, he did have, like, a couple of video games that he played, like, back then, and he was, like, at the time, what, like, 35, 40, something like that. So I feel like, yeah, I think I will definitely be playing video games until the day I go into the sunset.
I think so, too. However, if I catch any of you fucks playing Overwatch in like 2100, I'm pulling the plug. Both the plugs. Your computer
you would be
first,
justified.
And then you.
That's fair. That's fucking fair.
I don't know. If those sort of games like League of Legends and Overwatch, if they survive until 2100, I think we've fallen far as a society, you know?
Yeah.
That'll be the true apocalypse. Yeah.
I mean, the only one that's now old that I remember that people actively play, I guess, are two games which are like RuneScape, because when did that come out?
Oh, yeah.
Like long ago.
Just like the Warcraft, the MMO Warcraft.
Because
those are old and people still actively play them, but those are not getting new players in, you know?
Well, so now they are. Because old school RuneScape got a new update where they introduced sailing as a mechanic, which was not there before. Like, before it was only land exploration, and then see where they were like, yeah, go fuck yourself. But now they have boats and shit.
That's pretty funny.
So, I guess old school RuneScape is giving new updates. They haven't updated the visuals. It still looks like it's out of 2006 or 4.
I mean, in Warcraft, the same. Like, there's some locations you go in and you're like, ah, yes, this looks like ass. And then you go to another newer location. Oh, this looks like ass in 4K.
But you know, even something like League of Legends is already 17 years old, so it
we have a terrible thing to tell you about a friend of ours about League of Legends.
Yeah.
I saw in Sid's eyes he thought about the same thing, but there's a friend of mine, we can bleep his name, but remember him?
Yeah.
He recently got some kind of email where basically he showed up the statistic of how long he's playing League of Legends, like overall how long the profile has been made.
Yeah.
In his life, he's played more League than he hasn't played League.
What? How's that even possible?
He played League, like, I think, since for 11 years, like since 2013.
Oh, like that. I thought you meant like in pure hours. Like this man is pumping in like 13-hour
no, no.
League of Legends.
No,
my guy's
no,
more
no,
League
no.
than human.
I think that's true for me as well, to be honest. From what I made the profile was about 14 years ago. I'm 26. That checks out.
I don't think I have a game that for me is that. Like, I know I played HOTS for long, but I don't think I've played it that long. Like, it's not that old to begin with, technically. And Warcraft, I thought it's going to be one of those games where I'm going to do that, but they ruined it so much with the expansion called Shadowlands that I never picked up the game after it.
I mean, you have to think about it. Like, you would have had to been 13 or like younger than 13 for this to apply. I guess Minecraft would apply to that. I don't play that.
Well, but
often,
yeah,
but
I was about to say I don't play Minecraft anymore. Like, I have the profile, sure, but like I haven't played Minecraft in more than 4 years, I think.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I do play for like every few years. I play for a couple of weeks. So I don't know if that counts. Anyway. We'll see where we land with this. Come back to us in the year 2100 when we have our recap episode for this particular recording. We'll see how we go then.
Yep. Okay, let's go to the ad.
Dabba dabba doo. Martin, Lockheed Martin, they're the Death Machine family. From the town of Bethesda, they're out there making history. Let's drive the F-117 through the courtesy of flopping wings. When you're with old Martin, have a yabba dabba doo time, a killer dude time, we'll have a gay old time.
I'm not sure as in what that was a reference to.
That's the Flintstones theme song, and it's Lockheed Martin.
Okay. So it was just a Lockheed Martin ad.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. He told me about this ad, and I was dreading it. Now that it's over, I'm happy that I don't have to look forward to this moment again. For what it's worth, wait, did you... Okay. Is this... You made the jingle about Flintstones, or you found the jingle?
This is the Flintstones theme song backing track, but then I just changed the lyrics.
Okay.
Yeah.
We should start producing songs for this podcast, dude.
Let's go.
That's a big no, I think.
I think we have the vocals to back it up and the skill to back it up.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Sid can lay out a mean diss track. Henry's out there with the scatting.
I don't think I've ever done that or tried that before. But yeah, sure.
Yet,
that's true. All right.
I mean,
well,
I think you can scat great. I think you should go right now.
Skibbity bop bop bop. Yahoo!
Perfect. Have you seen that Chinese couple where they bought the wrong, where the wife buys the wrong bulb?
No.
So, the story allegedly goes, it's like a Chinese food stall, and the light bulb goes out over, like, overhead, right? The man is like, yo, go to the store, buy a new light bulb. She comes back, and is like, oh, this is motion activated. It apparently was voice activated. So the whole video is him just, like, screaming at her whilst making food, and every time he has to go Yahoo to turn the light bulb back on or something like that, he's basically like, you fucking bitch, Yahoo! Turns back on. Turns out, Yahoo!
Okay, that does ring a bell, I think. All right, friends, what have we learned today? Rudy, I will direct this one at you specifically.
Sid is also here.
No, this one is for you specifically. The rest is for everybody. Just because I want to make sure that you've been paying attention, Rudy.
I supported this. I told you that this is a great segment, and now you do this. You got my support, and now I'm fucking getting backstabbed again.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Rudy. I'll take it back. Sid, this one's only for you then.
Okay.
How about for both of us?
Okay. How about both of you answer, and then it's for both of you, only for both of you, but separately from each other.
Okay. I'm so confused on what the question is.
What is the name of the aforementioned largest amusement park in Sweden? This guy literally was there and he's walked out of frame to give up. What am I supposed to say
How
to that,
Sid? How the fuck would I remember?
Because I mentioned it.
Lingenberryland.
It was Liseberg.
Close enough.
That's not the... I mean, I literally...
For a name, scientifically, for a name to stick, you have to repeat at least 20 times.
Okay, well, next time I'll introduce him as the largest amusement park, Liseberg, and then continue for 20 times.
Yes.
Okay, I will try that in a future episode. All right. Now, I mentioned that Göteborg is on the west coast of Sweden. However, this can be considered a controversial take. On what coast of Sweden is Göteborg actually located?
Southern?
I mean, it must be then.
The answer was just west coast, though. It was just...
Well, it's just southwest. It's like... Oh, on the entire southwest. Dick of Sweden, it's on this bottom, you know?
I think saying southern is a bit much. I think southwest is solid. I'll give you
a the sixth Brexit. Bang is about to echo through this podcast. I swear to God, this man, it might be a controversial thing, though where else would it be? But it is the West Coast. What the fuck are you on? This is not the first time you do this kind of shit.
Yeah, well, I like including a trick question in there, you know, keep you on your toes. Okay, so this was not mentioned, but I think this is like a general trivia thing about Sweden is, what is the name of the well-known traditional food that consists of salted fermented herring, which is known for smelling terrible?
Oh, surströmming.
Yes. Yeah. Well done, Sid. Yes. Okay. So I
mentioned knew that Sid would know this, so that's a point for me.
Yeah, I'll give you both a point for that. I mentioned that Sweden is part of Scandinavia, but they're also part of the Nordics. And these are two that are often confused. So what's the difference between Scandinavia and the Nordics?
Oh, I love this question. If I think that will the right answer, then I will prove something. Listen, Henry, here we have to cooperate, okay?
Okay.
Here we will cooperate because yes. if it's true what I'm thinking, then I'm going to disprove a very, very stupid thing that I've been fighting about with said man who said the thing before about League of Legends.
Uh-huh.
So... is it true that Scandinavia is basically all these countries with the cross in their flag?
I would say no.
Fuck me.
They do all have... I mean, it happens that the countries in Scandinavia have the cross on the flag, but I don't think that's the defining characteristic.
Okay. Do you count Estonia as Scandinavia? Well, basically, the difference is that Estonia will be in one but not the other.
I've got Estonia not being in either in the definitions that I looked up.
Well, that's even better, actually. That's the best outcome. I'll take my moral victory, because what I've been talking about is that my friend's boyfriend comes from Estonia, right? And my friend is Spanish. And he's, for the longest time, been like, yeah, you know, he does this and this because he's, like, from the Nordics, you know? Because he's from the north and whatever. I'm like, Estonia is not in the north. It's up northern, but it's not in the north. It's not in the Nordics. And now you proved it officially. Thank you, Henry. I love you. I've always respected you. And that's why we make a podcast together. Everything I said bad about you, I take back.
I'm happy to hear that, Rudy. I think we've not answered the question yet, but I will give you full points and bonus points for even just winning an argument with your friend. I think that's worth everything.
Does the Nordics include Iceland and Faroe Island, which are not part of Scandinavia? Is that what it is?
So Scandinavia is Denmark, Norway, and Sweden. And then the Nordics is including, so them three, plus Finland and Iceland.
No Faroe Island? That's crazy.
I think they would be. I feel like they would be, but maybe just as an extension of Denmark, question mark?
Do you have like an official link to send my way? Because I will have a very, very, very satisfying message to send after this.
If you look this up, it's like pretty clearly laid out.
That's so great that you can just look this up and win an argument. That's great. I fucking love Google. I love modern day world. You're just proving me right on so many occasions, Henry. I feel so vindicated. I genuinely could kiss you right now if you're here.
Okay. Oh, I'm happy to hear that. My last question, and this is definitely a bit of a niche one, but my Swedish friends tell me this sometime, is what do Danish people sound like when they're speaking? What do they sound like to Swedish people?
They talk drunk. A little like this.
I didn't mean it that way, Rudy, but I appreciate the effort.
Drunk.
Drunk, that's probably a good one. What I often hear is that they talk like they have a potato in their mouth.
Oh.
So.
I mean, let me leave the potato long enough, it becomes vodka. Same thing.
That's true. Full points for you,
Let me try with something that is potato-esque.
Okay, this is what it sounds like when an English speaker talks with a potato in his mouth. Go off. Okay.
I don't really think this is very appropriate at all, Mike.
Yeah, average Danish
fuck,
speaker.
He sounds basically Danish as fuck.
I feel like the potato must be a bit smaller then.
I would agree.
Depends on how you use it.
Or maybe it's not charger shaped.
Yo quiero charger. I still remember that clip. Henry just going, yo, Henry, can you say something in Spanish? Yo quiero charger.
That's an old one. All right.
Oh, friends. It tastes like acid.
Local business before Rudy dies here.
All right. For my local business, I say ship your kids off with an anthropomorphic lion at Leo's Lakeland, which boasts children moving 3.6 million steps at the park since the start of 2026. Apparently, that's an average of 11,600 steps per visit per child. I scarred through the website and that's all I could find, so I don't really know what the fuck is going on in there. I just know the kids are walking. Maybe they're militarizing the kids. No, because that's the thing.
Speak.
Cut this shit out right now. Just cannot stay in the episode. Anyways, for my local business, I recommend going to Mr. Cake, all capitals, because damn, if there is one cake I like, it's that one from a mister.
Hell yeah. And then my local recommendation, this is not super original, but you know, when someone thinks of a Swedish business, it could really only be one thing. Take some time out of your trip to visit the popular, the famous furniture giant, Sofa Company in the city center of Gothenburg.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you actually heard the new IKEA campaign?
No.
Sid,
no.
You have. I showed you.
Oh, yeah, that one. Oh, yeah. That
She's
one.
There, like, shaking his head. I'm like, I showed you 2 days ago.
Go on.
It's Dungeons & Dragons.
In what, like, in what sense?
It's literally furniture that they have themed to be, like, Hobbit-oriented, apparently. But it's called Donjon and Drakan.
Okay, I'll look this up. I would be very interested to see that.
I thought that
it's
was just an Italian
too, like,
thing.
It's nothing too crazy, but like the whole ad was basically like dungeon. Like for some reason it was like very like this is like Hobbit, and then suddenly it's Dungeons and Dragons. So I guess for them that is the same thing, but...
All right, local radio friends.
I got Radio Pirate Rock. Which I checked out in the morning.
Yeah.
And they were talking about a sex morning and then it transitioned into hard rock. I looked into it. Apparently, they have a deal with the country's largest deal of sex aids. So if you want aid in sex, then tune into 90.7 and 95.4 FM.
Yeah. I second this notion as I also was going to recommend the same radio. I think it's like the most Swedish and the most me thing I've ever heard. It's like a perfect radio. I listened for it for like 4 hours.
Fuck yeah.
My recommendation is SRP4 Radio Gothenburg if you want to listen to some Swedish rap music.
Are you ready to scat?
Skibbity bip bop boop bop. Yahoo!
Thank you so much, dear listeners, for listening to episode 94 of Global Local FM brought to you by Tom of Hosta. In Gothenburg, Sweden. And well, if you want to give us some feedback or fire the seventh shot at me, Dad, find me at 000REDYS000 on Instagram. So 000 is Rudy's 000s. You can also give us feedback on Spotify. You can also find Sid on.
Wait, is this a ship? Wait, where are we heading? Oh, Estonia, no. Get me off here.
Fucking based, my favorite editor in the world. You can find Henry in
tossing seals out windows to prove a point, or you know, reviewing my scientific evidence at globallylocalfm@gmail.com.
Exactly. And next week we'll see you
in Taipei, in Taiwan.
There you go. Can I just say, as far as satisfying episodes go, lads, we've done it. I peaked. I'm about to go and have the most satisfying draft of a message I've ever created.
Alright. Godspeed to you, Rudy, and strength to the person receiving that message.
a little bit less strength to that person from me.